Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of the Disney Dining Show. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined at the table this week by my good friends, Mr. Sean Falk.
Hi.
Charles Boda.
Yo.
Steve Porter.
Hello.
And the people we keep off camera because they have faces for radio, Rhino Clavin and Craig Williams in the production nook. All right, so first of all, assuming, Craig, this will go up Wednesday, right? Yeah, this goes up Wednesday. I want to apologize that we haven't had any episodes of this show in a couple weeks. We kind of got thrown off with illness and natural disasters and the end of the world in September. So, but we're going to make sure we're back on track now with this. So appreciate your patience. Now, today we are going to talk about, give our review of the Garden Grill character breakfast at the Land Pavilion at Epcot. Now, over the last few years, I've made no secret of the fact this is not one of my favorite places. My experiences there thus far have been very negative. Food has not been good. Character interaction left a great deal to be desired. But when we recently did a poll of best character meals, this was pretty popular.
I think it was number four.
Number four. Yeah. So that kind of possessed me to say, okay, we need to go back and do this again and see, you know, is it, you know, something we missed? Maybe we had a one-off, because that happens. Sometimes you catch a restaurant in a bad day. Sometimes you catch a restaurant in a bad year. So before we go too far in, as always, we have a little vlog that we want to play for you from our breakfast. So here it is. Everybody, we are at the Garden Grill for breakfast over at the Land in Epcot, and just got seated and just got our coffee, and I figured I'd start off with that. This may be the worst cup of coffee I have ever had, and that's saying something because it's Disney. It is strong enough to walk, and it tastes like it was brewed with sewer water. So that's how we're starting off our breakfast. Now, this is done family style. There's going to be all sorts of, you know, eggs and bacon and all the regular staples. So we'll get to that when it gets here. But right now, this is not off to a good start. So, after we did our best and worst on character meals and stuff like that, and this was on the worst list, plus I haven't had great experiences here, so I kind of came in prepared to hate it, and the coffee didn't help. I got to be honest, it was good. The food we were served was hot, it was fresh, it was tasty. I mean, it's eggs and bacon and hash browns and Mickey waffles, so, you know, no Michelin stars in the offing here. But this, what the hell is cinnamon roll? This massive, oh my God, that's incredible. It's delicious. So I gotta say, a nice bowl of fruit. This was good. It was good.
Okay, so this was my first time at Garden Grill, and I came in with pretty low expectations, just because I hadn't heard. I know Pete in the past has said that it wasn't very good, and a couple other people from the Diz said it wasn't their favorite. So I came in not expecting much, and don't get me wrong, it was breakfast food, but everything was delicious. The bacon was crispy. It was pre-made eggs, but they were good. There was a ton of Mickey waffles and hash browns, and it's all basic stuff that, you know, it's hard to get wrong, but they didn't, everything was warm. So is it the best food I've ever had? No, but it's really good breakfast food. You get a character dining experience. The restaurant rotates. So that's just, there's fun little aspects that they include into the restaurant like that, and our service is great. So overall, I think this is a really good experience, and I would definitely come back.
So this is my first character dining experience, and I was worried that it was going to be really, really awkward because you're eating, and I never really know what to say to characters or how to interact with them. Luckily, one thing I didn't think of is that they're totally used to that, so it wasn't like, it's very relaxed and casual, and it was not awkward for me. The food was actually really good, and I didn't have high expectations. It's breakfast food. It's, you know, eggs and bacon and maybe waffles and sausage and all that and coffee. But it was totally good. I mean, more than happy to eat that for breakfast. Nothing let me down. A couple things actually kind of exceeded my expectations for it. And the characters come around, like, I think this is the third time most of them are making the rounds for this meal. And it does, you know, the entire thing spins, and you're above living with the land, so you get to look down on that. And that's really cool. I didn't notice it at first when we were coming in, but it's a nice little element. Overall, it's been a really comfortable, really enjoyable experience, and I would definitely do it again anytime anybody wants to come here or I was invited. So it got high marks, and if all character dining is as relaxed and easy as this, and gets this quality, then I don't think I'll have the same problem with it that I expected.
Okay, so let's talk about what we thought of this. I'm just going to say that I was completely surprised by how good it was. I was actually blown away that, again, it's not that this is like, you know, there's no Michelin stars.
This isn't Gico.
No. Nor is it Tusker House, which is, in my opinion, the best character breakfast on property, hands down, by a mile. But everything was fresh. Everything was tasty.
Mm-hmm. I also think it helped that we came in with such low expectations that, like, the bar...
Well, no, you know, this... Actually, for me, it's a little different. When I come in being pretty sure I'm going to hate it, and I'm already negative walking in the door, even though I try and really remain open-minded, the fact is that I'm human, and we have preconceived notions, and sometimes they're very hard to get past. So when I go in like that and I walk out saying, okay, that was good. And feeling like I got my money's worth. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, speaking of money, $34 a person, for adults, $20 a person for children for this meal. When I got in any other part of the planet, $34 a person for breakfast is obscene. In Disney World, that's good, you know? So it's all relative. But trust me, you can spend $34 on a breakfast in Disney World and do a lot worse. And so I was pleasantly surprised. What were your thoughts, Mr. Boda?
Well, it was my first character meal. And before I go into that...
Ever.
Yeah. Before I go into that, just on the base of the food, I didn't know I was supposed to be disappointed. So I wasn't. I was just going to eat and like...
Not supposed to be disappointed.
Well, I didn't. My expectations weren't like lowered. They weren't raised. They were non-existent. So I just went in expecting a breakfast and I got, you know, like a pretty decent breakfast.
Somebody's phone is on. They need to turn it off.
It is mine.
Oh, it's yours.
Yeah, I usually know to do that. I'm sorry. But I just went in expecting a regular breakfast, and we got seconds and thirds, I think, which says something for the
food. Yeah, we were going through. Like, we were five adults, by the way, doing this.
I don't take advantage of a buffet or like an all-you-can-eat. It's not a buffet, but an all-you-can-eat thing, just for the sake of making the most of my money. If I don't like something, I'm not getting seconds.
Well, the food is served family style, so they bring out, you know, the big platter of food.
Yeah.
And they'll just keep refilling it as much as you want it. So, we had it... And because we had a large table, five adults, they brought out two platters for us.
Yeah.
And they were kind of replenishing it as soon as anything went low.
So. Yeah. But food style, with the exception of the coffee, which I don't think anybody
coffee was
really
was
wowed by, everything else, the eggs were great. They were not dry. They were nice and fluffy. They were kind of moist and everything. I think I probably ate 4 pounds of them.
Rhino's back.
Moist, here. Rhino. They were very moist.
Well, I've, you know, he's got the headphones on. Rhino, they were moist. Sorry about that, everyone listening. That was just, you know, Rhino hates that word. He hates moist, he hates damp, he hates any of those words. He hates them. So we like to kind of rip him with it.
But as far as the character meal thing,
I was kind of looking forward to this because I've never wanted to do one before, and I really wanted to see, like, what that meant as far as my expectations were. And it was fun. I mean, like, they're professionals. They know, like, for weird, awkward people like me who maybe aren't really into the character thing, like, they don't, like, force themselves on you. They smile, they wave, they, like, do a little pantomime communication stuff. It's like, it's very easygoing. I was kind of nervous about like how awkward that whole character interaction was going to be, but I would definitely go there again if invited. I had a great experience there. I really enjoyed it.
Should also mention the characters. Chip, Dale, Mickey, and Pluto are the characters. And I gotta say, we were there for about like what, an hour and a half or so?
Probably an hour.
An hour, and
they made the rounds.
Like three times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They made the rounds. You have character meals where you're lucky if you get them once. They were into it. They were really engaged. They were fun. They played around with us. Sometimes they see a table full of adults and it's like, okay, picture, goodbye. These guys were not like that. They were engaged. They were great. They did a great job.
Not only were the characters great, but also the character attendant, I think, came over twice just to say, hi, have you guys seen the characters enough? We want to make sure you're okay. And I feel like that was a nice little thing to do too for guest service.
Yeah, even at, as they were leaving, I mean, this definitely I thought was like the best character interaction that I've had in the parks as far as dining goes, because they were so on their game and everything. But like, even the characters interacted a lot with the character attendants. I could even see them like off the side, like not by tables, like still in character doing stuff and everything. So I thought that was great. And I mean, just there was a lot to look at in that restaurant because it rotated as well. So I mean, it was very slowly rotating, but it was really cool to at least get to see a bits of Living with the Land below you and the house. And there was different scenes like the Grand Canyon and then like a forest scene and a jungle scene, like as you kind of went around.
So. Right. Yeah. Because the restaurant rotates around the attraction.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm sure it was probably planned this way, but over the course of our meal, we rotated just about from start to finish the full way. So we had gotten to see the entire looking down on Living with the Land. And then once we got into where we started, we were done, had settled up and were ready to go ahead and hit the park.
Now for me, well, I thought all the food was very good, very fresh, hot. Service was excellent. The deal breaker for this was that sticky bun, that cinnamon roll sticky bun, that the massive thing they bring out. That thing was evil. That thing was evil. It was so good.
Yeah, it was really good.
And, you know, again, that's like, I think, their signature thing. And somebody was telling me that they tried to take that off the menu not too long ago, and people went, like, insane.
The staff went insane because they wanted it on there so much.
The cast, yeah. This is, like, I guess, unique to this restaurant. Mm-hmm. And it, oh, my Lord, it was so, 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 so good. So I got to say, I think, you know, what were your thoughts overall? I mean, just into the food and...
Okay, I liked the aesthetic of the restaurant, and I thought the actual characters were like on their A game. The characters that we met, I feel like they're characters that you can meet in a lot of places in the park. Like Pluto's kind of everywhere, Chippendale's everywhere, compared to other character dinings. So if you're picking between other ones, you know, you can go to Boardwalk Inn and meet like Rapunzel, Flynn Rider, Eric, and the Little Mermaid kind of thing. So, you know, that's. If I were picking, I'd probably invest more in that if I want to meet characters. But overall, they did a great job with everything they were doing. And then the food, I mean, it's eggs, bacon, that kind of thing. So you kind of know what you're getting, at least, if that's your thing and you're a breakfast person. I'm not a huge breakfast eater. So, but I mean, the food was well made and everything. It was good. So I really liked it overall. It's not my first choice for a character dining, but mostly because of what characters are there, but they did a great job at being the character they were. So,
well, you know, I've mentioned it before that I think it sucks that a lot of times Disney, you know, parents have to choose between the characters their kids want to see and having a decent meal,
right?
And that they shouldn't have to. They should have a great meal and great character interaction, especially at those prices. This is one of those places, at least the meal that I just had, lived up to that. You had a great breakfast. You had great character interaction at $34 an adult, $20 for children. So I thought that was really, really good. And so, yeah, I'll eat my words. At least where breakfast is concerned. Now, the last time I ate there before, it was, I believe, dinner. And that was atrocious. So I'll have to go back and do it for dinner and see if I feel the same way about that. But so overall, scale of 1 to 10, Charles, what do you give it?
Well, I can't compare it to other character dining, but as far as breakfast for price and setting and everything like that, I don't know, maybe a 7.
Seven?
Like that. Yeah, I'd say right around a 7 or, yeah, I'll stick with a 7.
7.
I'd say 7, yeah. That was my first thought.
I think you like, guys, I got to be honest, I think you guys are being unfair. I'm going to give it an 8.5. I thought it was outstanding. I thought that all things considered, especially given the competition, and how many places at Disney World on the food front just completely fail, and also on the character front, where the characters just aren't that engaged. So I think, you know, given what it was, the value for price, the character interaction, and how it compares against other character meals, character breakfasts I've had, I definitely give it an 8.5. I thought it was, it's definitely, especially in Epcot, I think it's a really good option versus the Princess one over in Norway with that food, which was not the last time I did it. Again, that's probably one I should do again, but I believe that made our worst list, didn't it?
It was. Yeah.
I believe so.
And so, you know, but so Garden Grill for breakfast, character meal for breakfast. We give it thumbs up all around. So there you have it. That will do it for this episode of the Disney Dining Show. We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll be back with you again next time. Thanks for being with us, everyone.